Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Apex junk removal.
For Apex, yep, I work with Apex. How are you doing?
Oh, hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you today?
Doing well.
Good. Well, the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing, and what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing Apex junk removal on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And certainly you use Google in your life, but have you done that search recently for junk removal services in your area by any chance?
Yes, I have.
Okay, perfect. So you know when you did that search, there's different parts of the page, but right in the middle, there's the map of the local area. It pops up and, okay. And next to that map is the list. So you probably saw affordable junk removal or D&D or men with muscles. Do you know those guys at all?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you is right there alongside them. So now Apex would be one of the local options when people search from there as well. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those first page positions open up in the geographic area. So all of the Google partners are assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through. If we were to program Apex in to appear there too, they require us all to stop the calls to the area, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of those same services. So that way, just like those guys, you'd always be one of those options. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right? Beautiful. Okay. And a couple of questions. How long have you been in business there as Apex Junk Removal?
I just started it, so I'm just trying to set it all up.
Oh, okay. Like new this week or new this year?
New this year, so I
New.
started offline a couple months ago.
Okay. So is it just you or do you have like a helper or?
Yeah, it's me, and then I have a helper as well.
You have a helper. Okay. And then how far are you typically traveling for the work from the 01588?
So usually I'm pretty flexible with locations, so I'm trying to get it, within the distance of, 40 to 50 minutes for any junk removal.
Okay. Are you going into like, okay, so up to Salem, well, into Boston? Like,
Yeah.
you are. Okay. Okay, great. Well, yeah, it sounds like you are pretty flexible then. Okay, well, for this position that they have available there today on Google, it's just month to month pricing. There are no contracts or anything like that. And based on everything so far, there are no negative reviews anywhere online. And I know now that you're new, but with no negative reviews, you're eligible for that position. So you meet the criteria that's required. And overall, you see value in all of this being listed there at that moment people are searching locally.
I do, but I definitely. So do you work for Google or do you work for a company that helps companies kind of get that type of recognition online?
Right. So we're not Google. Google will never call you directly. If anybody ever calls and identifies themselves as Google, they're telling stories. This company again is called Local Splash, and we're one of Google's partners. So we're not the only Google partner in the country. There's a handful of us, but when a position opens up in a given area, all of the partners are notified and the partners call through the area. And then once it's filled, and Google's rule for us in order to maintain our partnerships with them is we can list one business per position. So that's how they ensure your placement. And that's the rule that we have to follow in order to maintain our partnership with them. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
That
Okay.
makes
And
sense.
this company again is called
I
Local.
would probably say at least for now, I probably won't do that, but definitely something I will want to in the ongoing future. I just
Okay.
want to continue to at least have, some form of like local brand awareness and then do more of like digital. I just haven't gotten any traction or as much traction as I'd want. And so I'd like to have something like that set up and then probably go from there. But how much does something like that generally cost?
Well, today I can pull up the pricing for what it is today, although in the future, I don't know, you know, it changes over time. So typically it'll run $10 a day, $12 a day, somewhere in there. But again, the hard part about getting there, it's not really the cost, it's the availability, you know, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area today. But what I can do is throw you back in the hopper here, and maybe the next time the area opens up, we'll reach back out. Maybe the timing would be better. Does that sound good?
That'd be good. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.